Today, the Supreme Court heard an extraordinary set of arguments in a case testing state laws that make it a crime for consenting adults to engage in private homosexual conduct. In 1986, the court upheld such laws by a narrow 5-4 vote. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports now that attitudes toward homosexuality have changed in the last 17 years, and today the justices considered whether to reverse the old ruling.
In 1998, sheriff's deputies in Houston, Texas, acting on what turned out to be a false weapons report, entered an apartment and found two men having sex. The men were arrested for violating a state law that makes sexual conduct between two people of the same sex a crime. They were held overnight in jail and fined. They challenged the Texas law in court, claiming that it violates their constitutional right of privacy and denies them equal protection of the law because it outlaws conduct for homosexuals that is legal for heterosexuals. Today, District Attorney Charles Rosenthal defended the statute as a valid legislative condemnation of homosexuality.
People can prescribe what the mores and social standards are for folks in our state.
Rosenthal described the anti-sodomy law as a law that's aimed at protecting marriage and family, an assertion contested by Paul Smith, representing the convicted man.
What Texas does is it doesn't regulate adultery, it doesn't regulate fornication among for different sex couples, it doesn't regulate sodomy for different sex couples. So the notion that the statutory scheme is designed to protect the institution of marriage is utterly and totally irrational. The only people who are being regulated here are homosexuals.
Inside the courtroom, Smith faced immediate questioning from Chief Justice Rehnquist. Certainly the kind of conduct you're talking about here has been banned for a very long time. Smith countered that while anti-sodomy laws have been on the books since the founding of the Republic, they traditionally applied to both homosexuals and heterosexuals. Moreover, he argued, in colonial times, these laws were not enforced against private conduct, but to punish crimes like rape and to protect children. The court, he said, should recognize that just as it had invalidated laws banning the use of contraceptives and laws banning interracial marriage, the time had come to invalidate laws that punish private sexual intimacy. Chief Justice Rehnquist, all laws are based on disapproval of some people's conduct. If you prevail, would that mean that the state could not exclude homosexuals from teaching kindergarten? Answer, the state would have to have a greater justification than we prefer this group of people as opposed to that group. Justice Scalia, the justification would be disapproval of homosexuality. Answer, that would be very problematic without some proof of harm. Justice Scalia, the harm would be that children could be induced to follow the path of homosexuality. Smith ended by acknowledging that the court has never said that private, consensual, sexual conduct between adults is a fundamental liberty interest protected by the Constitution. But he said, while the court has left that question open, most Americans take that right for granted. District Attorney Rosenthal then rose to defend the Texas law. There is no right, he asserted, to extramarital sex of any kind. Justice Breyer, the argument for the other side is that people in their bedrooms have a right to sexual intimacy without intrusion from the state. What's your response to that? Answer, in Texas, sodomy is a Class C misdemeanor. Breyer, I'd like a straight answer to my question. Answer, our position is that the line should be drawn at the marital bedroom. Justice Ginsburg, homosexuals can adopt children or be foster parents in Texas. If they can be proper guardians of children, then how can they be criminals? That's not consistent. Justice Stevens, does Texas prohibit sexual intercourse between unmarried heterosexuals? Answer, no. Question, what about adultery? Answer, it's not illegal, but we don't condone it. Justice Breyer, I don't see any justification for this law except, I do not like thee, Dr. Fell, the reason why I cannot tell. Answer, Texas has the right to make moral judgments. Breyer, can the state make it illegal to tell serious lies at the dinner table? Answer, that would have no rational justification. Breyer, oh really? I would think telling serious lies would be very immoral. You know, continued Breyer, at the time of the First World War, some states outlawed the teaching of German in the public schools. There was no reason justifying that action, and you haven't given us a reason here except to say that it's immoral. Justice Scalia, just as bigamy and adultery are immoral. Breyer, or teaching German? Scalia groaned. Well, Chief Justice Rehnquist intervened. Let's let counsel make the arguments. Indeed, so animated was the discourse among the justices today that at times the lawyers seemed irrelevant. The two members of the court who likely will cast the decisive votes, Justices Kennedy and O'Connor, however, were unusually mum. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.